Well, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and we have a number of things for which to give thanks. One is we want to thank the people who did these wonderful decorations here at the front of the church that remind us of this time of the year. And the second thing is we want to give a big thanks to our children for being part of our service this morning. It's really nice to have you taking part in the leadership of our service and staying in for the whole service with us. So nice to have you here. Well, across Canada, from coast to coast, this is Thanksgiving weekend. And people will be gathering in cottages and churches and homes to celebrate the wonderful abundance of God's gifts to us. Many of us have many wonderful memories of Thanksgiving. I know that I do. One of my fondest memories of Thanksgiving is that my father pastored a small rural church as part of the field he had. And on Thanksgiving Sunday in this small rural church, the farmers would bring in all of their produce. They'd bring potatoes and carrots and pumpkins and squash and cauliflower and onions. And then they'd bring these wonderful pickles and preserves that they'd made in their kitchen. And they would just fill the front of this small little rural country church. And on a bright, sunny Sunday afternoon, with the church packed with people and with produce and the sun streaming through the windows, we knew that we were blessed of God and had gratefulness in our hearts to God. And one of the kind of nice features at the end of the service was they would give all of this produce to the pastor and his family. And I know my brother and I, we looked forward to enjoying all those fruits and vegetables and preserves during the winter. Thanksgiving conjures up just wonderful warm memories for many of us, and hopefully we're making wonderfully warm memories for our children when they think about Thanksgiving. And as Canadians, there's nobody, no people on the face of the earth who have more for which to be thankful than we do. But when we gather for Thanksgiving, we also gather in a context. And that context has some incongruities and ironies about it, doesn't it? We have grocery stores whose shelves are stocked with food. And at our Thanksgiving dinner tables today or tomorrow, there will be an overabundance of fruits and vegetables and meat. And at the same time, there are farmers in various parts of Canada who are struggling to survive. It doesn't make much sense. Another kind of incongruity and irony about our Thanksgiving is that while we sit down to enjoy our Thanksgiving dinners, there are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in Canada and around the world who have little or nothing to eat at all. We pick over food to get the best quality at the lowest price, and there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the world who would be happy to have any food at any price. God provides, and we foul up. Now, I mention this because over the last few weeks, we've been listening to Jesus' words out of the Gospel of Luke, and we could hardly gather here today and not put what we're doing in the context of some of those words we've been hearing from him over the last few weeks. Nevertheless, I don't want to lay a big guilt trip on us to celebrate our Thanksgiving. I don't want to be the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving. That's not the purpose at all. And I don't think any of us believes that we're going to solve the incongruities and injustices of the world either quickly or easily. And I don't think we have to address all of them before we can sit down and enjoy our Thanksgiving dinners. But it does mean that we have some choices to make. We can choose to make Thanksgiving kind of trivial or cynical or sentimental. Or in the midst of the kind of world in which we live, we can live out of a center of gratitude for all that God has given us. And out of this center of gratitude for all that God has given us, find the energy and the motivation to address the incongruities and anomalies of the kind of world in which we live. In fact, in some sense, you can think about the essence of the Christian life is living with a sense of gratitude. A lot of what Christian faith really comes down to is at the center of our being, we're grateful. We don't take any of this for granted, whether it's the world or the produce at the frontier of the church, or it's life itself or one another, or the love and grace we know through Christ. We don't take any of this for granted. This is all gift. And at the center of our beings, we live out of that gratitude. And we address everything in life, our own lives, our families, our work, our world, the incongruities of our world, whatever. We address all of them out of a sense of an energizing gratitude and thankfulness for all that is. From beginning to end, the Bible really calls us to be grateful. All that God does is a cause for thanksgiving. Psalm 103. Forget not all his benefits, forgiveness of sins, healing from diseases, redemption from death, surrounding with love, renewal of life. Every person on earth can give thanks. In the 107th Psalm, give thanks to the Lord. Travelers, prisoners, sick people, seafarers, let them all thank the Lord. The 148th Psalm calls upon all of creation to give thanks to God. Oh, praise the Lord, angels, sun, moon, stars, fire, hail, mountains, cattle, creeping things, kings, young men and maidens. The whole of creation is called to be one great symphony of thanksgiving to God. We can always, the Bible tells us, no matter what the circumstances, give thanks to God. In the letter to the Ephesians, we read, be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, in the book of Revelation, there is pictured a great multitude that no one can count from every nation, tribe, and people and language, standing before the throne of God, robed in white with palm branches and in their hands, and singing together, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you and I and all creation lived with that overflowing sense of thanksgiving and gratitude at the very center of our beings, and that we addressed everything in life out of that sense of gratitude, and we accepted everything in life with a sense of awe and surprise and mystery and gratitude. Well, the good news is that we can. And that out of that sense of gratitude and overflowing thanksgiving at the center of our beings, we can address life and the world and all that is a part of those things. Dr. William Smalley was the General Secretary of the Baptist Union of Western Canada for many years, back in the 1930s and 1940s. Very, very difficult years, both for the Baptist Union of Western Canada and also for life on the prairies. It was a time of drought, and dust storms, and poverty and depression. And after he'd retired, Dr. Smalley wrote a little book called Come Wind, Come Weather. And in this little book, he describes one Thanksgiving Sunday worshiping with a small church in rural Saskatchewan and what it was like in the midst of the 30s. He described arriving at the railway station, and his host picked him up, drove him through 23 miles of sand to the farmhouse where he was going to be staying. And as they drove along, Dr. Smalley said he saw barns with the paint peeling off of them. There was no hay, no livestock, there was just utter depression and poverty. The farmer was to have his car repossessed by the bank, but the banker had agreed to let him keep it over the weekend so he could drive the preacher to and from church. Dr. Smalley said, on Thanksgiving Sunday, we arrived at the church in the midst of poverty. He said, a couple of people arrived in cars. Other people arrived in a hay wagon, in a buggy. Some walked. He said, some even arrived in what were called in those days Bennett buggies, which were cars hauled by horses. And then he said, in the midst of this poverty, these people thanked God for what God is, as the giver of light and love and of every good and perfect gift. They were, he said, thanking God for God's self alone. And maybe amidst all of our thinking about Thanksgiving, maybe that's what Thanksgiving comes down to, or maybe what it comes up to, which is thanking God for God's self alone. Maybe this Thanksgiving finds you just overflowing with gratefulness. Your heart is full with so many things you have to thank God for. Then may you be energized by that Thanksgiving, and may you be energized to relate to others and to this world in which we live with generosity and love and mercy, as that gratitude energizes you in all of your relationships. Maybe this Thanksgiving finds you finding it difficult to give thanks. Maybe you're going through a time in your life when it's difficult to identify things for which you're grateful. You're having to endure things that you very much do not want to have to endure, but you do. So maybe in this Thanksgiving, what you will be thanking God for is God's self alone, as the giver of every good and perfect gift and the giver of life and love itself. And may you, at the center of your being, reach out and understand the love of God born out of gratitude to give you courage and patience and hope and love. A few years ago, a young couple who were friends of ours asked us if we would mind babysitting their three-year-old daughter for a day. We didn't have any grandchildren at that point, so we were delighted to have a three-year-old little girl around our house. It was wonderful. And kind of the age of these little girls over here. And she was a delight, and we just enjoyed having her. It came time for lunch, and we got up to sit at the table. And, of course, it was the custom of Joan and I to have grace at our meals. But before we could even say we'll bow our heads and give thanks to God, this beautiful little girl, she folded her hands like this, and she bowed her head, and she closed her eyes, just waiting to give thanks to God. I was really touched by that. I still get choked up when I think about it.